Good late Sunday evening, Audio Booers, and everybody listening through Audio Boo, Twitter, Facebook, however you're listening. Hans here with another update for you, and it's February 24th, 2013. And just coming on here with an update, the last couple days, today, Sunday, has been a very quiet day, and just stayed around here and took it easy, had spaghetti for supper, spaghetti and meat sauce, if you want to call it that, like spaghetti ragu and meat sauce for supper. And backing up to lunch was cheese buns with meat on them, and yeah, and you're still contending with this cough. And so I just spent a lot of time on the computer. Yesterday was a long day. I was at my parents'. If you heard my boo from yesterday, where I am from Niagara-on-the-Lake, entitled, which was my last boo, which was the one before this one. I talked about being at my mom's birthday for, it was my mom's birthday yesterday, 78th birthday. And so we were at the, so the day was good. We had fish for lunch, potatoes, green beans, and salad. So that was kind of an early supper because we would have, the relatives would come over for cake. It's about 6 o'clock, which they did do. First showed up my, I think it was my Uncle Peter and Aunt Lucy showed up first. Then followed shortly after by my Uncle Willie and my Aunt Helga. And then lastly by my Aunt Rosemary, who came by herself, my Uncle Pete. Not to be confused with Uncle Peter. I've got two uncles with Peter, with the name Peter, but we just refer to one as Pete to differentiate between him and my Uncle Peter. But Uncle Pete being Rosemary's wife. He was fishing yesterday with somebody, so he didn't. Came home shortly after my Aunt Rosemary arrived, but he did not actually come over for cake, anything or anything like that, because he was doing other things. He just gotten back from a long drive and was cleaning some fish and putting that up. So my Uncle Peter, of course, had to call. Of course, he called while we were there, a little bit after we were there, probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. He called and asked Pete if he was coming out, see how he was and all, but if he would be there, and told him he could come. And, of course, he didn't. So, anyway, we had the cake, and we talked, and, yeah, I think I said talking. Stayed at the table. As every family gathering, sitting at the table seems to be the primary focal point where there's food. The food intake has gone down considerably now because the relatives, for various health reasons, and can't be bothered to eat like they used to. Because used to years ago, everybody was around, they'd eat up and clean everything up. But now there seems to be more leftovers. My Aunt Helga had some garlic butter and some bread. Of course, I didn't have that. And my Aunt Rosemary had a plum cake. And my Aunt Lucy had a cheesecake. And my dad, of course, he fixed a hazelnut cake. His cakes are always a little fancier than the rest of them. But he likes to do it. He likes to put in a lot of work. He likes to really work and make his stuff good. So it was good. But it was nice and light and everything, even I watch the food intake. I don't eat as much as I used to because it's not really necessary. And, well, we had coffee last night with it too. And everybody kept talking, and it was getting 8:30, 9 o'clock. I sort of figuring, yeah, well, you know, that's sort of when they would stick around anyway. But they kept on, and it was 9 o'clock, and wasn't sure. Like, I'd finally excused myself from the table about 8:30 or so, just got up because I was tired of sitting there. And so hung around in the living room and waited about 9 o'clock. Was wondering if people were getting ready to go or not. And just when I was about to think that, people start getting up and moving around and like as if sort of showing like as if they're going to leave. Then, next thing I know, they're sitting back at the dining room table talking more and more. So here it is going on, and finally about 10 p.m., the party finally breaks up, and we finally get to go home. And because I wanted to talk to my wife, like I always do every night on Skype, I was not able to do that. So I just had to use the iPhone, hoping the battery wasn't going to die on me. So I used the iPhone, talked to her for a few minutes on Skype, and just telling her the situation, so we ended up not talking. Of course, after I got back here about 10:30, by the time I got home, we left after 10, by the time I got here, it was about 10:30. So then we finally talked for a little bit on the phone, about 25 minutes, so I was glad to be home, but man, I just couldn't believe it. I don't think my mom was surprised, too, that everybody stuck around, but I guess figured everybody was that. Anyway, that's the end of the boo, so talk to everybody later. Take care.